Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Well, thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. Again, I'm Father Edward Looney, and delighted to be able to celebrate Holy Mass today from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to their parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day, for your Sunday obligation. Come, Bride of Christ, receive the crown which the Lord has prepared for you for eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Well, the Church today offers us two options for our celebration of the Mass. The first would be the dedication of the Basilicas of Saints Peter and Paul, Apostles, the Basilica in Rome, or an American saint, St. Rose Philippine Duchenne. We'll honor her this day. Let us call to mind now our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the sacred mysteries. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my fault, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Let us pray. Almighty God, who filled the heart of St. Rose Philippine Duchenne with charity and missionary zeal, and gave her the desire to make you known among all peoples, grant us to follow her way, and fill us with that same love and zeal to extend your kingdom to the ends of the earth. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Revelation. I, John, heard a voice from heaven speak to me. Then the voice spoke to me and said, "Go, take the scroll that lies open in the hand of the angel who is standing on the sea and on the land." So I went up to the angel and told him to give me the small scroll. He said to me, "Take and swallow it. It will turn your stomach sour, but in your mouth it will taste as sweet as honey." I took the small scroll from the angel's hand and swallowed it. In my mouth it was like sweet honey, but when I had eaten it, my stomach turned sour. Then someone said to me, "You must prophesy again about many peoples, nations, tongues, and kings." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How sweet to my taste is your promise. How sweet to my taste is your promise. In the way of your decrees I rejoice as much as in all riches. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Yes, your decrees are my delight. They are my counselors. How sweet to my taste is your promise. The law of your mouth is to me more precious than thousands of gold and silver pieces. How sweet to my taste is your promise. How sweet to my palate are your promises, sweeter than honey to my mouth. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Your decrees are my inheritance forever. The joy of my heart they are. How sweet to my taste is your promise. I gasp with open mouth in my yearning for your commands. How sweet to my taste is your promise. Cleanse my heart and my lips, O my God, that I may worthily proclaim your holy gospel. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. My sheep hear my voice, says the Lord. I know them, and they follow me. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered the temple area and proceeded to drive out those who were selling things, saying to them, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves." And every day he was teaching in the temple area. The chief priests, the scribes, and the leaders of the people, meanwhile, were seeking to put him to death. But they could find no way to accomplish their purpose, because all the people were hanging on his words. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The words of the Gospel, may our sins be wiped away. Well, we heard that very maybe strange, peculiar reading just now from the book of Revelation, in which this individual was handed the scroll and then was told to eat the scroll or to swallow the scroll, that it would be sweet to taste but sour in the stomach. This isn't the first instance in the book of Revelation, it's the last book of the Bible. But this isn't the first time something like that has happened in the Bible. In the Old Testament, one of the prophets was told to take the scroll and to eat it and to savor the word of God. And really, that's the allusion there, is that the word of God, just as we repeated, how sweet my taste is your promise. Well, how sweet my taste are the words of God, the words of sacred scripture. And so it's to devour the word of God, in a sense, for us to come to know it, to love it, to live it. And I think when our reading today talks about maybe being sour in the stomach, well, it's nice to hear the word of God. It's sweet to the ears or the taste. But then maybe for some, as the word of God challenges us, maybe it sours them a little bit because they realize that they have to change, that they're not living up to the standards of the gospel. Many of you maybe have watched the Chosen series over the last few years, and today actually in theaters is the release of season 3. So they're having the first 2 episodes, 1 and 2, releasing them all throughout the country in a theatrical release. And I had the chance to pre-screen it in order to write a review and such. And one of the things that really struck me about that film, about the episodes that were released, episode 1 and 2 of season 3, was the fact that it starts with the Sermon on the Mount, and Jesus is there, and he proclaims this sermon, and the people hear it, and then they go, and they begin to live that sermon. So they heard Jesus say, forgive one another, you know, put away your grievances against your brother, leave your gift at the altar if you have something against your brother, and go and be reconciled. And you saw people doing that. They were going to family, to friends, to one another. They were seeking reconciliation. So they literally took to heart these words of Jesus, how sweet they were to taste, and then how even much more delightful the fact that they were living them. Well, today, as we remember St. Rose Philippine Duchenne, she was a woman religious. She was born in France. She came to the United States of America. She founded a religious order of sisters dedicated to the Sacred Heart. And she established schools and such. She died in St. Charles, Missouri. But one of the hallmarks of St. Rose Philippine Duchenne's life was that she sought to educate, and we heard it in the opening prayer, to spread the word among all the peoples. And so she brought the gospel, and she was teaching the Native American children about the Lord Jesus. And the Potawatomi, I believe, was the Native Americans that she was ministering to, and they gave her a name. So here's this nun. She comes, she teaches, she shares with them the gospel. She probably prays with them, right? And they give her a name. And, you know, a lot of times these names are given in their native language and we translate them. And so the name that they gave St. Rose Philippine de Duchenne was the woman who prays always. Almost as if they saw her, and when they saw her, they always saw her praying, that she was talking to her God, and maybe her habit even, I would imagine, maybe had the rosary. And so seeing the rosary at her side, maybe that's another reason. The woman who prays always. And today in the gospel, Jesus tells us, especially one of those places where we are to pray. He says, it is written, my house shall be a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. But the house of God, to be a house of prayer. And surely St. Rose Philippine Duchenne would have found herself in the chapel praying before the Blessed Sacrament, attending Holy Mass, praying in many different ways. And that's why she became, to them, the woman who prays always. Surely she also prayed with that word of God as she heard it, and she read it, and she lived it. And by living it, she really lived out that phrase of St. Paul who says, to pray without ceasing, because to them she was the woman who prayed without ceasing. For us today then, we taste the word of God today, and perhaps then as we taste that word, we strive to live it a bit more in our lives so that we might be characterized like St. Rose Philippine Duchenne was, that we might be a people who are known because we pray so much, that we pray always. Together as a community of faith, let us pray before our God. For the Holy Father and our bishops, that they will be given wisdom and strength to lead the church according to God's will, we pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. That the members of the church will open our hearts to God's call in our lives, and that we will not be afraid to serve as witnesses of Jesus in the world, like St. Rose Philippine Duchenne, we pray to the Lord. For all government leaders, that they will work for true peace and for an end to all threats against human life, we pray to the Lord. For those who are suffering physically, emotionally, or spiritually, that they will trust in God's loving presence and strengthening grace, we pray to the Lord. For all the faithful departed during this month of the Holy Souls, and especially for the repose of the souls of Phil and Norma Robbins and Amy Last, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord. And for our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all of the intentions received from our listeners and supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. O Lord our God, we join our prayers to those of the saints, especially St. Rose Philippine Duchenne. May she pray for us now, and may we imitate her in our life, so that we might pray like she did. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you, fruit of the earth and work of human hands. It will become for us the bread of life. by the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we receive the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. With humble spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may our sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Cleanse me from my sins. Pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Glory of his name, for our good and the good of all his holy church. Receive, O Lord, the homage of our humble service, which we present to you in commemoration of the Virgin Blessed Rose Philippine Duchenne, and grant through the one unblemished sacrifice that we may constantly burn with devoted and holy love in your sight, through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, from the saints who consecrated themselves to Christ for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. It is right to celebrate the wonders of your providence by which you call human nature back to its original holiness and bring it to experience on this earth the gifts you promise in the new world to come. And so with all the angels and saints we praise you, as without end we acclaim. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis our Pope and David our Bishop and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, Peter and Paul, with Saint Rose Philippine Duchenne, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. It is at the Savior's command and formed by his divine teaching that now we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us peace.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. The wise virgin has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her. For those of you watching or listening, this would be a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. The body of Christ. Thank you. Let us pray. Renewed by heavenly bread, we humbly beseech your mercy, O Lord, that we who rejoice in commemorating Blessed Rose Philippine Duchesne may obtain pardon for our offenses, health for our bodies, and grace and eternal glory for our souls, through Christ our Lord. Well, thank you for joining us for Mass today here at Relevant Radio. I hope you'll join us again tomorrow at the same time, noon central. And please be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 p.m. Central for the Family Rosary Across America. Stay tuned for Cale Clark and the Faith Explained. The Lord be with you. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go forth, the Mass is ended. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan, evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor hope, nor adore, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended, and through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. Please join me in singing To Jesus Christ, Our Sovereign King, number 800. To Jesus Christ, our Sovereign King, who is the world's salvation, all praise and homage do we bring, and thanks and adoration. Christ Jesus Victor, Christ Jesus Ruler, Christ Jesus Lord and Redeemer.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer.